through the night, all through the day. Cocaine keeps me awake, all through the night, all through the day, all through the night, all through the day.
All right, now we are live.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Speakeasy Podcast.
Broadcasting here out of Meriden, Connecticut.
From the beautiful Speakeasy Recording Studio.
That's right. You all should come check it out sometime. Record your favorite band, your Muzak, whatever you like.
If you want to come down here and strum a guitar and throw us a few shekels to put it on a CD for you, we can do that.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Very reasonably priced as well.
This is BK here with Mr. Eric Peterson.
Hi.
In the house.
Hi, how are you?
John is still experiencing some delayed side effects from his treatment.
Yeah, it's not going away. His T-cell count's really low. I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last time he was here, he was, like, in a bathrobe sipping broth and shivering a lot.
He looked really frail.
Yeah.
Really frail.
Yeah, so we're hoping it's not AIDS, but...
Hoping.
It could be super AIDS, but he'll knock that out. He's tough. He'll bounce back.
He's fought off the AIDS several times before and came out, you know, smelling like a rose every time. So
I think at this point he's got like an immunity almost to AIDS, which is ironic. But you know, I guess you get it enough times.
And... Yeah. Do you know people actually are? There are some people who are immune to AIDS. Like I think it was prevalent in some Swedish people. They discovered it in. Like,
really? Of course, it'd be the Swedes, man.
Oh yeah.
Those Swedes are hardy folk, man. They don't fuck around.
I hope I have that within my body, but I don't want to test and find out.
You don't want to be, unless they have like some easy genetic test for it, you definitely don't want to like be a guinea pig for that.
No. Like, oh, hey, give me some AIDS.
Sure.
Let's check.
Give me some Magic Johnson blood. Let's see if I can handle it.
Let's do it old school. Let's get in a clothes dryer with Magic Johnson and some razor blades.
Actually, Magic Johnson probably is the cure now. Like,
oh, yeah.
He probably is the physical cure for AIDS.
Just get a blood transfusion from Magic Johnson
and you're good.
And you're fine.
Good to go. Fucking cured. The guy's getting fat. That's how healthy he is.
He's a fucking ox now.
Yeah.
He looks like a 28-year-old linebacker.
Yeah, he's putting on weight. The guy that has fucking HIV is actually gaining weight. Like 30 years later.
Yeah.
And he's totally cured. It's
Money is a wonderful thing.
Money is the cure.
I'm surprised Charlie Sheen hasn't bit the dust. You think it would have like torn through him real quick?
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's the tiger blood, man.
It's the tiger blood. And actually, you know, and it makes sense now that when he fucking snapped and he found out he had AIDS and that's why he's talking about the tiger blood and shit. It's
right.
Like, oh boy.
You know what the guy was dealing with at the time. Yeah. It's like now I understand why he was such a raving fucking lunatic.
Well, he was a raving lunatic before.
He was.
Let's not give him that much credit.
I'm not saying he was normal prior to his, contraction of
HIV. No, he's a
HIV.
Fucking lunatic.
He definitely is. Speaking of lunatics, man, there's a lot of fucking Looney Tunes out there.
Yeah.
There's just all kinds of craziness in the news. I mean, this was definitely a busier week, I would say, in the news than last week. We didn't have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, there's no shortage of idiots and
well, that's the thing. There's you know never a shortage of stupid people to talk about and make fun of
right.
and laugh. I mean we've gone through what the bronies,
yeah.
the furries, the diaper people. We
yep.
talked about the diaper people.
Yep,
pissing and shitting themselves
and now you have these people in North Carolina. This bill that just got passed, basically saying that you know the. It's designating which bathroom you need to use for all the trans people out there, basically saying whatever your birth certificate says when you're born as far as your gender is the bathroom you need to use.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me. And I was reading this funny story. This guy was talking about like his friend who's this gorgeous blonde who turns heads, you know, every room she walks into. And then he's like, but she happens to have a 9-inch cock.
Damn.
And so damn. Yeah, so best of both worlds, right?
Right?
I mean, you know.
Oh,
but,
man. I found Johnny's woman, his new
right?
woman.
Yeah, so when you come back, John, we'll definitely hook you up with that story.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, basically the guy was saying, okay, so you have this basic man. I mean, he was born a man who's now converted himself to a woman. And, you know... Imagine you have a 5-year-old son and you take him into the bathroom. Now, how are you going to explain to that kid when this beautiful blonde walks in and whips out her 9-inch cock and starts pissing in the urinal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're talking about trying to save people's psychological damage and stuff. I mean, imagine this like blonde bombshell walks into the bathroom and just whips out her dick, and she's like, "Oh."
How weird would it make you feel for like the rest of your life? If you're a little kid who sees a woman whip out a big dick, you're gonna think that the biggest dick you've ever seen was a woman's,
right?
Like. The biggest dick I've ever seen? A woman had it.
Yeah, right? I mean, imagine. And then your own inadequacy when you look down and you realize that, like, this...
That chick is
hot
packing.
Hot chick is packing, and I've just got this little rinky-dink, 5 inches in the...
Mast. Yeah, the soft six.
The soft six. Yeah, I mean, that's fucked up, but...
Did you hear that the average penis size globally is now decreasing?
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it's like 4.5 inches or like 4 inches now is like it just shows you one thing: the Chinese are populating like mad.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, that's kind of what might account for this global decrease in dick size. Is
a lot of
Asians are just breeding like flies.
A lot of small dicks.
That's gonna skew the average, you know.
Very, very small penis.
It's gotta be. I mean, I can't see why natural selection would be tending towards smaller penis size. I mean, I don't see that being necessarily advantageous to survival.
No, it doesn't need to. I mean, as long as it works, I guess. I guess
it's gotta be the Asians. Yeah, let's just blame the Asians.
Yeah, we blame the Asians for a lot of things.
Easy target.
Shitty products.
Yeah.
I mean, good food.
Good. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know.
Good food, good railroads.
Real good railroads.
Yeah, they broke their backs building that.
I often use that analogy that I work like a Chinese immigrant, you know? Whenever you want to convey that you're a hard worker, that's all you got to say.
I work like a Chinese immigrant, meaning I'm getting thrown out of California.
So dick sizes are getting smaller. Brains have to be getting smaller.
Oh, probably.
I mean, just from what I'm seeing.
And you would think if brain size, or if people are getting dumber, maybe their dick should get bigger. It's like the retard thing.
Right.
It's like, retards are dumb as shit, but they've got massive hogs.
They're hung, yeah. It's like nature's cruel joke. It's like, you're never going to use this.
Yeah.
But here you go.
You're just going to show it off in the grocery store a whole lot.
Yeah. You're never going to use it to procreate. But
no.
Here's a flashy piece.
Oh boy.
Oh man. But yeah, back to these politicians. It's just crazy to me, cuz you have these guys and these stories are coming out every day of these ultra conservative types. They're anti-gay, they don't want gays to be allowed to get married or have any rights. And these are the dudes who are getting caught sucking off other dudes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Molesting boys.
Who was the guy in Colorado like 10-15 years ago who was tapping his foot to try to signal, and then he got busted?
Yeah, I mean, in the bathroom, he gets busted, trying to get Hummers from dudes. And I've been saying this for a while, and there's actually like science to back it up now, that basically if you're a homophobe, you're gay. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
They found in these studies that like if you're homophobic, you have homophobic tendencies, you're the most aroused by gay porn. It's true that they attach electrodes, or not electrodes, but sensors basically to your dick, and they measure blood flow to the dick, and they found that these people who are the most homophobic.
So what you're saying is we can finally test for gay.
Yes.
We just gotta hook some fucking shit up, wire up a cock, and then
basically
throw on some gay porn.
Yeah, and what they ended up finding was that the people who were most homophobic were the most turned on by gay porn.
What they were just showing is like a close-up of an asshole getting fucked, and then they pull out, and it's two dudes, and they're like, oh, hey, we got you.
Oh.
Ha-ha, fag.
Just belittling him. See, you're gay, too.
Yeah, what now, sailor? You want to suck my dick?
Oh, but it's interesting, I mean, you got to wonder, these guys that are so anti-gay, it's like, you're gay. You are gay, and you hate yourself for it, and that's why you don't want anybody else to have any
fun.
You're
either gay or just an asshole.
Yeah, well, both. I mean, that's the thing with homophobia. It's like, you're not afraid of anything. You're just being a fucking asshole. Why call it homophobia? That's like a kind of a bad way to put it.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, gay people aren't the boogeyman.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody's like looking, checking in their closet. Oh, is there any gays going to come out of my closet tonight?
And like, what's the fear like with this whole bill? Are they afraid like that some woman's going to go into a bathroom and there's going to be like some trans like guy in there waiting to pounce on her and like slap her in the face with his dick? Like, like what? Last time I checked, the only women who ever got like accosted in their bathroom were by straight dudes who were like prowling on them and like hiding out. I mean, I've never heard a story of like a trans person who's like now a woman who's like running around in the in the women's bathroom, like flopping their dick all over the ladies that come in. It's like the dumbest thing.
People just worry about the most stupid shit.
So you got all these people. Bruce Springsteen's canceling concerts there in North Carolina.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but that's... It's so shitty for the fans, because you know not all of them are going like, oh, you know, fuck the gays or whatever. And it's like, no, it's, you know, like, we get a handful of people.
And you know, I think he knows that, and I think really what
he'll reschedule.
I think the goal of this is to try to hit the economy as much as they can. You know, like I know it's a small step for one guy. I mean, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I wouldn't go to his show, but I know a lot of people would. And I think, you know, it's like, hey, well, let's fuck them over then.
Yeah.
And, you know, as best as we can, you know, not line their pockets any more than we already do.
Yeah, and the fans are basically casualties of war, but
unfortunately, well, you know, can't let that shit go through, man. You got to vote it down.
Yep.
But there's just so many shit sandwiches out there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was telling you a little while ago about the an article I saw basically defending, it was written by a pedophile. Basically, you know, defending himself and how, you know, a lot of people now are looking at pedophiles as people who should be protected, which is quite unusual.
Yeah. Let's protect them.
Yes.
You know,
we shouldn't have any ill feelings towards kid touchers.
Right.
Because, you know, they're special snowflakes.
Everybody's a special snowflake.
Everybody. If you do anything that's not normal, you're to be protected.
Well, and you know, the thing is, these people are, first of all, that's insane. Yeah. I mean, we all know that's insane. Second of all, I mean, I can sympathize that a lot of these people were abused themselves. And so, you know, it's kind of like a vicious cycle, and I get all that. But that being said, you know, you got a fucking giant gorilla loose in the city, you're going to lock it up.
Yeah,
because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't just go like, well, he's a special snowflake too. He's ripping humans apart. Like, let's just let him keep doing his thing.
But that's what he likes to do.
But that's what he enjoys.
That's in his nature.
Yeah, and that's the other side of the coin here. You know, talking about like gays and they should all have rights and all that. But you know, we can't go so far with this.
Yeah,
that we start having people who are dangerous to society.
Oh my God! You know,
and say let's respect that they're fucking little kids. I mean, come on.
I hate to say it, but it made that old argument. Remember how, you know, the rednecks would always go, well, we can't have gays getting married because what's next? Somebody's going to marry their dog?
Yeah.
And it's coming true. How weird is that?
Sort of is.
Next thing you know, there's going to be, you know, I'm marrying my horse.
Yeah, maybe those toothless Ozarkians were onto something, you know?
No, they didn't.
That's right.
They didn't.
I made up a word.
They didn't want gay marriage. They wanted dog and animal marriage. That's their backhanded way of going, hey guys, now that you're letting the gays get married, can I marry my horse?
Oh, you ain't lived since you felt the soft pussy of a dog.
Just slip sliding right in there.
Oh man.
Grab me a jar of Jif.
A jar of Jif. Put it on my balls, I'll keep busy all day. Man, it's really coming true. You're right.
Yeah. We are just letting everybody get away with whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we bend over backwards to be so tolerant.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. People will always claim that you hate them in order to get what they want.
Right.
Even if what they want is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't agree with somebody who has a different skin color than you or else you're a racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's...
And people try to use that for everything now.
And that's that damn check your privilege hashtag thing that's all over the fucking world. It's like, you know, if you're white, God forbid, because, like, you know, it's your fault.
It was, I chose. I checked it off. When I was in the womb, I filled out my paperwork.
Yeah, And I was like, I need to be white. And yep. I need to make sure I'm a male.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the double whammy. You mm-hmm. know, if you're a white male in this country, you can't say shit. You can't have an opinion.
And then, and that goes now even for gay white men.
Yeah.
They're getting
they're
shut
too
down.
Privileged.
Everywhere. Yeah,
right, they're, right. Because they're still white.
They're not
men.
As privileged as other gay people.
Yeah.
Because we have to start segregating our, like, it's like micro segregation.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's like, let's talk about, let's have a pissing contest about who's more oppressed.
Yeah. My oppression.
My oppression. But yeah, you can't say anything that, God forbid, you go against the opinion of some crazed post-feminist group or some Black Lives Matter group or something, you know, that says, hey, like, hey, maybe you guys are actually being racist too. Oh, don't say that because
black people
I'm
can't
white
be,
and I said
black
that.
People can't be racist.
Right.
Yeah, that's the, right. That's the tagline.
And if a black dude comes out and says it, which I've seen a few times, like a logical, you know, black dude with a good head on his shoulders comes out and says, you know, like, hey, this is bullshit.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he gets attacked.
Yeah. Then they just accuse him of being sexist because he's a male.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it. And if he was a black
And then Black
woman,
Lives Matter goes, oh, you're an Uncle Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. Your dad must have been white or something, you know, like it's just, it's outlandish. And everybody's offended by everything. And yeah. You can't say anything. Making a joke these days is kind of like that, you know, in Mission Impossible where he's going through the, like, laser room and it's, like, trying to avoid, like, detection. It's like you got to be ready to be fired at if you say anything.
And I've brought it up with you before about how, like, take a look at how art is judged nowadays. Like any film, a piece of music, anything, people immediately try to look for something to complain about it.
Right.
Oh, somebody made a gay joke in this movie. That this is the worst movie ever. The director should never work again. And people actually get like this.
Right.
Why? Why is it the first thing when you watch a movie or listen to music or hear something that you don't like, you have to attack it. Just jump on it.
It's just like, where's the balance these days?
There is none.
You either have, like I said, like we just talked about, the crazed conservatives on one side that are anti-gay and they're blowing dudes in the bathroom. And they're like deeply sexually repressed.
Yeah.
And they hate themselves. Or you have these people who are like equality. They just use buzzwords like equality and all that stuff. And they're like, they police everything.
And yet all they're doing is segregating. They're making segregation cool again.
Yeah, they're just perpetuating.
Something that people fought very hard to end. And they're trying to bring it back.
Right.
And they're trying to over-censor. They're becoming the new book burners.
Exactly.
And it's terrifying.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, can you imagine, again, censoring books? Oh, we need trigger warnings on this book, but yeah. I didn't like this paragraph, so it should never be in any
Kids
library.
Kids can't read, like, the classics in school because there's something in it that was, you know.
Or even, like, if you're...
They use the N-word or something in this book, so it's like the kids can't read it.
Or they'll censor it. They'll just cover the word up.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Ridiculous.
Fools.
Absolutely.
All fucking fools. Did you hear Bill Clinton went off on Black Lives Matter protesters?
Did he?
Yeah, he was giving a little rally by himself for Hillary. And some Black Lives Matter protesters showed up, and he kind of went off on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you he got his balls chopped off when he went home.
Oh, probably. He got strapped down and beaten.
Hillary probably bit them off. Oof. With those razor teeth she has.
Yeah, he basically said, you know, you can go out and you defend every person who gets harmed by the police, but you do realize that a lot of the times you're defending drug dealers and murderers.
Exactly.
So, you know.
You look into those cases, and nobody's denying that there's not some bad cops.
Oh, of course.
Who go too far. But, you know, you're looking at these situations, and more often than not, that motherfucker that got shot or whatever was, like, what was his name in Mike Brown or whatever was that his name?
Yeah.
I mean, he charged at the cop, like, ran at him.
Yeah.
And attacked him. And it's like, what person in their right mind runs at a cop and attacks them?
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, why would you not expect to get hurt or killed if you're going to attack a cop?
I don't know. They think they're invincible and then they're just going to take a cop down.
And I mean, foolish. What it comes down to, too, is, like, a lot of these cops don't have training. It's not even really their fault.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't have the training to, like, defuse a physical situation without using force. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. You're putting your life on the line every day. and you yeah. go out and some motherfucker attacks you. You got a wife and kids at home.
Yeah, you know, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
When it comes to this,
exactly.
You know, you
have to, it's two-way street.
Yeah, a criminal is immediately looking at a, or even just, you know, your average black person looks at a cop and maybe they're like, oh, well, I'm immediately going to get fucked over by this cop. The cop, on the other hand, now is looking at all these news stories and from what they've been through, personal experience, and like, I have to be as careful as fucking possible.
Yeah, because there's all these people that are deliberately going out trying to kill the cops
yeah.
now.
So now you have two people ready for conflict and worst possible scenarios, and they're coming at each other.
Right.
Bad things are going to happen.
Exactly.
It might not always be right, but it's, you know, it's not always wrong.
Like I said, what are you going to do? Somebody comes at you and attacks you. You don't have a lot of time to think.
No.
You know, it's not like you can just, let me contemplate what I'm going to do as this large, you know, and it's a lack of responsibility, really, is what it comes down to. Like,
yeah.
I'm not denying that there historically hasn't been systematic racism and all that stuff, and that some of that is the plight of black people.
Yeah.
But you got to take some responsibility for your own actions at some point. Maybe you shouldn't be out on the fucking street at 12 a.m. with a bunch of your homies with guns hanging around causing a big fucking scene, and then you're all surprised when the cops roll up.
Yeah.
Like, take some responsibility for your choices.
Yeah.
Especially as an adult.
Well, again, in this current year, 2016, the year of our Lord, personal responsibility is something that really doesn't seem to exist anymore. It's always somebody else's fault.
That's it. I blame it on the bronies.
I blame it on the Jews.
Well.
Oh, did I just say that on the air?
It's definitely all their fault.
They make all the rules. Let's be honest. We're all slaves to the Jew.
Yep. That's why people don't want Bernie in. Yeah. They're too afraid. They don't want a Jew in the White House.
Yeah, we finally come full circle.
Yep.
And now they control everything.
Oh, man.
We need a Jew in the office.
Yeah.
Things will actually get done.
Exactly. Trump is the vice president.
I would love that. I would take a Trump and Bernie double team. Just, it'd be like the Odd Couple.
Well, you know, I mean, Abraham Lincoln in his cabinet always chose for his people that he selected those with dissenting views from his.
Yeah.
Because, and rightfully so, he felt like that was the way to progress. Like, you had people who challenge you rather than just go with everything that you say is right.
I know. What a novel idea.
You know, so
differing opinions.
So, I mean, you think about that. You have, like, the left-wing democratic socialist guy, and you have the, how else do you define it other than a Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, There'd be a lot of debate. There'd be a lot of inaction, but.
But again, I bring up in 2016, current year, again, people don't want to hear differing opinions. They just want to surround themselves with like-minded individuals, have no back and forth, give and take.
You can't have any kind of contentious conversation with people.
No, because
anymore.
People just immediately get so upset and they'll start name-calling and just being a general piece of shit.
Yep.
Nobody knows how to debate nowadays.
Agreed. It's getting really hard.
Yeah.
Everything is so vapid and lacking substance. Like, even, I mean, look, it's everything. The music, the media, like, everything is just, like, bubblegum and blowjobs. I mean, like, it's just so meaningless. I like blowjobs, but, you know what I'm saying?
I think most people do.
Yeah. Although, I'm sure everybody's had a bad one.
I think, like, blowjobs are like pizza.
Yeah, some that are okay.
Yeah, even if it's not good, you know, it's like, it's still something.
It's still better
Yeah, it's still better.
We should make a shirt.
We'll throw it online. We'll sell it through our...
We'll
have our official Speakeasy Podcast shirts.
There you go. So, I thought we were going to have this dating show for Johnny.
We're going to have to work on that and find some...
For next week or maybe in a couple weeks, we need some time to...
You know, I was thinking maybe we should not do it here.
Okay.
Maybe we should do it somewhere else.
Like, do a mobile show or something? Like,
yeah, like at the club.
Okay.
I've already gotten clearance to do it.
There you go.
All I need to do is bring my tablet, because I have the Mixlr app on my tablet.
We can set up a kissing booth for John.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah, but if you would be interested in competing to date John Heslin...
Yes.
send us an email, speakeasyct@gmail.com, and we will put together a show.
Absolutely,
a dating show.
Please. And if you, if it's not you personally, tell your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the word.
Yep.
He's
a handsome gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a fine man.
He's a glorious stallion.
He is.
He's got that. He's a gazelle.
Yes.
You know?
He is.
He's something on the showroom floor, you know?
He's a nimble navigator.
A nimble navigator.
He is.
He wears smoking jackets.
Yes. Leather pants.
Yep, leather pants. He's quite the catch.
Yep. He always has a nice pipe.
Yep.
He's basically like Hugh Hefner.
And he's clean now, like I said. You know, he's had this round of antibiotics and everything's good,
He beat AIDS like everybody else with a couple of aspirin and a week of bed rest.
Absolutely. Knock that shit right out.
But he'll be back on his feet and with us next week.
Hey, this is some pretty good rum and Cokes here. Oh, sorry, rum and Pepsis.
Yes.
Not bad.
Rum and Pepsi.
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
What kind is it? Oh, it's the Captain.
100 proof.
And I'm not... Oh, wow. And I'm not a big Captain fan normally, but I have to say.
I've grown to like Captain.
Yeah? I had a little too much of it in high school.
A little
too many spin nights.
We did have some Captain back in the day.
I tell you, though, I feel like everybody has that one alcohol, though, too. That's like their kryptonite. That when they see it, they just, like, immediately get sick, and they can't even, like, fathom drinking it. And for me, it's Southern Comfort.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think I have one of those.
You don't have
really one? No.
See, for me, it was just, like, you have that bad experience where you get way too drunk off of it.
Yeah.
And you're sick. Like, we were camping, and we decided the night of the camping trip, we were going to go get a big old bottle of Southern Comfort 100 proof. And they had this playground at the campground, and it had that old school merry-go-round, the steel one.
Oh, yeah.
So me and I believe it was...
Wait, was it the one that's like just basically a platform with the handles?
Yep.
And you spin it? Okay.
Yep. And I believe it was Scott, my friend Scott Dobek, and we just pounded like 3/4 of the bottle. And we got on this fucking thing, and we're taking turns like whipping each other around
on it. Oh, no. That's a terrible idea.
And I just got off the thing, stumbled back to the tent, and it was about 8 hours of just clinging to the pillow because you felt like you were spinning upside down. And you'd pick your head up, and it would just spin faster, and you just puke.
Oh,
and it
wow.
was like I was like that close to alcohol poisoning, you know? So that
taste
of the Southern Comfort,
that can bring it back.
Yeah.
See, the thing, I rarely ever, I think maybe I've gotten bad spins like maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But normally,
well, good for you.
Yeah, I've lucked out.
I learned my limit, but, you know, not without some trial and hardship. But anyway. So.
Yeah. What were we talking about earlier?
Well, we covered a lot. We were talking about, you know, North Carolina not wanting he-she's to piss in certain bathrooms.
Yeah.
And that New York, I think he was a senator or something, just got pinched for molesting like four little boys.
Four of them. We went for a nice round even number.
At least four. And he was like the big anti-gay legislator,
of
you know, like
he is.
So we were talking about that.
Did you watch the Walking Dead finale?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
How disappointing was that?
Dude, it was like somebody like gently stroking your cock, like not even like getting you hard for like an hour and a half and then just being like, "All right, I got to leave."
Yeah.
Like, it was so
I'll finish you off in 6 months.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. I liked it. Like, it started, the build-up was nice. Like, you could see, like, in Rick's face, he started to get more and more concerned with every road. Especially
and
the one.
And there was more of them.
Yeah, when they pull up to that one, and it's just, like, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, standing there.
Yeah, he knew he was fucked. Like, the speculation is people are... I mean, I guess they're smart. They're taking a page out of Game of Thrones, you know, because everybody's crazy about Game of Thrones. With the cliffhanger, and now everybody's wildly spectating about who is it? Is it going to follow the comics this time? And is it going to be Glenn, or is it going to be Daryl, or who's it going to be? You know.
Well, I mean, the thing that really bugged me about it is that you have, well, at least in the comics, one of the most emotional and heartbreaking scenes that you could ever produce.
Right.
And they basically took it and just neutered it.
Yeah.
And took away
made
all
it trivial. Yeah.
Yeah. It turned into a cliffhanger for the sake of a cliffhanger. I would have much rather have been left like sitting there like, oh, like at the end, like, yeah, oh, and died. Seeing
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, because, like, in the comic book, you have you ever seen the...
Yeah,
you've seen
where
the
he's, like, split his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, his
like,
head's split open. He's got an eyeball hanging out.
Yeah.
His last words is him yelling out his wife's name.
Yeah. I heard somebody, because, I, you know, obviously you go and you try to read these stories. Somebody was saying they, like, stopped and enhanced, like, the audio or something on that last scene.
Yeah.
And apparently they were able to hear him saying, like, hear someone saying Maggie.
Ah.
So they're now people are saying, oh, it's probably gonna be Glenn.
Yeah. But the actors don't even know.
The actors,
none of the actors
don't even know. I mean, what do you think? What's your personal theory on it?
It really depends on the direction it could be a cop out and they could kill off Eugene.
Yeah.
Because I mean with all the build up of him like proving himself, but
it just seems like too predictable. He handed Rick like the plans for the bullets and it's like if he died it would be like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, has he really reached the apex of his development? Like, they usually try, like, you notice, like, they try to kill people off when they kind of reach the apex where they finally, like, become a complete person or they figure out. I mean, the other theory was, what's his name? The redhead there.
Abraham.
Abraham. Yeah. Because he wants kids and he's decided he wants a kid now. Yeah. And but, I mean, honestly, what makes the most sense? I mean, to me, it's Glenn.
Yeah.
Of all of them. I mean, I can't, you know, they're not going to kill Daryl because there's too many people out there who said they'd never watch again if Daryl, which I think
And they spent all season teasing killing Glenn, like with the dumpster thing where the dude shoots himself and falls on him.
Yeah.
Glenn's been cheating death the entire series, basically.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, what would be the most tragic, something with Maggie or Glenn seems like it would be the most tragic right now.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to go for shock value, like killing Glenn, his legacy is like his kid is born and carries on and he's dead.
I don't think they'd kill off Maggie because Maggie really does play an important role later on.
Yeah, like her.
She becomes like
Jesus, a
leader of one of the hilltop with Jesus and she ends up killing that dude Gregory.
Right. Right, which they're definitely like alluding to as she's like the strongest one that, and she was the one dealing with him.
And she spent a lot of time dealing with what's-her-name from Alexandria.
Right, so she's becoming like a leader, and Glenn sort of, I don't know, he's been kind of falling off lately, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
Very interesting. All you people that don't watch Walking Dead, sorry.
Yeah. I watched a couple of the episodes from first, because I have the first season on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So I watched the last two episodes of the first, where they go to the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching it on a 4K TV, 65 inches.
Oh, those things are unreal.
It's almost disturbing to look at it because it just seems so fake.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like too nice of a
picture. I saw one in the store. I was just kind of like watching it. You know, they had like the display one and I was like, it's unnerving because it feels like too real or too like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's like even old movies that have been transferred to high definition. Like I watched Groundhog Day the other day and watching that, it was like, oh, wow, this looks incredible. Hell of a picture. And the Xbox looks good on it, too. The video I played NHL 16 on it.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it makes you wonder how much further they can go because, I mean, at some point, the human eye is not going to be able to discern the difference.
The picture just becomes so crystal clear that it looks like real life.
Like real life, yeah. I mean, we've got to be close to that at this point.
They've already come up with the next step after 4K, I think.
Yeah.
And then they've got the next one.
That's like how all technology works. They have it lined up and in their pocket so they can like make the most money they can by delaying.
They've already got a screen that you can basically roll up and put in a tube and then take it somewhere.
Like a soft screen. And
yeah, it's just rolled up and you can slap it up on the wall. And
that's crazy. I mean, it makes sense. That's hard to come up with an original idea these days and beat somebody to the punch. It's just like technology's evolving so quickly.
It seems like an idea comes out and then a bunch of companies start rushing to try to create the best one. It's like we saw it with the stupid watch thing.
Oh yeah,
we had, you know, everybody was making a smart watch.
iPhones. The Apple did it, and then all these.
As soon as
the
smartphone comes out, you know, Google was right on that, and Google's done a good job. The Windows Phone, you know, that thing came out. And I don't know if people use that.
Anybody uses that? But
speaking of, if you do have an iPhone and you have iTunes and the podcast app, which comes pre-installed.
We're on it.
We are on iTunes.
Yes.
We got that approval last week, so.
Awesome.
Every episode gets put up either Sunday or Monday.
So check it out. Yes. There's tons of past episodes on there you can listen to.
Yep, we've got about 12 hours of original content right now.
Yep, so give a listen.
You can hear our famous poop show.
There's Diamonds in the Rough. Yeah, the poop show. That was a good show.
That was a classic.
That's why we need John here. See, this dynamic is all off. You and I are too serious right now.
Yeah,
we're having like legit conversations. There's not enough dick talk and boobs and.
Yeah, we need more dicks and boobs.
We need Johnny back in our lives here to kind of pull us off of planet Earth.
And he will be here next week. He gave a guarantee.
Good. He guarantees it. Like that commercial.
We love our Johnny. We have the best Johnnies, don't we? He's tremendous. My favorite Johnny.
Sorry, guys. We'll talk about some more penises and vaginas and stuff. Let's get on some...
What's the grossest dick you've ever seen?
The grossest dick I've ever seen? Do you mean in person or just in general? Because I haven't seen a ton of dicks in person.
No, yeah, that's understandable. I mean, just like on the internet. Did you ever stumble across like a gross infected dick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was this one. I don't know if it was on eFucked or where I ended up seeing it, but somebody showed me this video where this guy. I have two. Okay, one of them, this guy sticks a toothbrush in his fucking urethra and just jams it back and forth. I swear to God, I felt like this pain in my stomach just watching it.
Yeah.
And then about a month ago, somebody shows me this other video where this guy sets up a mouse trap, and you know, snapping a mouse trap on your dick would be bad enough, but he attaches a tack
to the end
of the mouse trap, and it snaps on his dick, and like it's just stuck and it's bleeding, and it's like, what? What person?
You know, the only thing that would have made that better is if he actually had the mouse trap game set up and it snapped on at the end of it,
and the guy flies off his dick and into a bucket.
The guy flies off. Of course, it wouldn't land in the bucket. Like, the first thing would get stuck like it always did.
Oh, yeah,
that
game
was
worked.
A piece of shit.
That was always the piece of that awful Rube Goldberg device that never worked. You could never get the guy to flip into the bucket.
No, and if you did, there was never enough pressure to trigger the next
to make the cage come down, yeah.
What a joke.
But yeah, not physically the look of the dick, the worst I've ever seen, but as far as like...
Well, you've seen the one where the girl's got her high heels on, and she steps on the dude.
Oh, yes.
And it pops.
Oh. Man, I'll tell you.
It pops.
There are some sick people. Like,
the look on her face I'm assuming, is tremendous.
Yeah, I'm assuming like the artery or the vein inside popped or something.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Jesus, man, there's some sickos out there. Who wouldn't want to get stomped on with a stiletto?
You know,
anybody?
Going back to your the toothbrush in the urethra, that there's actually a thing, and it's a real thing. I read an article about it. It's called sounding.
Sounding?
Have you heard of sounding?
Sounding.
Sounding. You can buy a kit on Amazon, and basically what it is a little case, and it's got different gauged thin metal rods, and
they sell
these, so you can lube them up and stick them in your urethra.
Ugh.
And this guy wrote an article about it. He said it made everything feel better and increased the intensity, but I'm thinking to myself, no, don't do that. Why would you voluntarily stick that shit in your dick?
Oh, my God.
There's no need for it. It's unnecessary.
That's like someone enjoying like getting a catheter. How do you enjoy sticking something in your penis? What the
it's
fuck?
Not, it's
How
not,
could
don't
that
do
feel
that.
Good in any way, shape, or form?
I guess it like the nerve endings in the inside or whatever.
Oh my God! And there's different like tapered sizes of these.
Yeah,
things?
Yeah, you could get a kit with five of them.
You imagine like you know the kids that have the giant gauges in their ears and they're tapering like some guy walking around.
He's got this
with his dick
I got my
out.
Dick gauged.
Hey, what's that dick? Oh, that's my dick gauge, bro. I'm just stretching it out. Like just some guy with like a huge hole for a urethra. Like his cum just dribbles out.
Just.
It comes out like a weak volcano. It's just like,
oh my God. He's just constantly pissing himself.
The noise it would make would be just oozing out. Oh my God. Why? That's disgusting.
Ugh. No, ugh. I'm never sticking anything in the tip of my dick.
Ugh.
Willingly.
Oh, and you imagine, like, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure it gets much worse.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Yep. So sounding, if you want to try sticking stuff up your dick, go on Amazon. They have everything.
Hey, they should pay us for that plug. Get it? Ba-dum.
Dick plug.
Dick plugs. Now I've heard it all.
I want one with a jewel on the end.
Ooh, a bedazzled. A bedazzled dick plug.
Bedazzled dick plug.
It's all the rage. Guy, you know, first you had guys with glitter in their beards and women that didn't shave their armpits, and now you got bedazzled dick plugs. A bunch of hipsters.
It has to have, like, you could put like a chain with charms on it.
Alex Anani charms. Dick plugs. Bunch of hipsters walking around like Brooklyn, just like, hey, check it out.
And the zipper, the zipper's undone, so the charms hang out, so you can look at it. Yeah. Oh man, we're on to something.
Yeah, we are. This is the next fad, man.
Yeah.
Dick plugs.
Dick plugs.
And we totally customize charms for them, so you can individualize them.
You can get one with a little drum set on it.
You can be your own sun. You know, your own snowflake.
I will. You know, I'll be my own special snowflake with my dick charms. Snowflake. These dick charms define who I am as a person.
And I respect that, Eric.
You respect and that? Do you accept me for my dick charms?
I respect the dick charm. Fuck the butt plug. Respect the dick charm. We got to get Sheik up here, man. Can you imagine?
I'd kill to have Iron Sheik on here.
What do you think he's working for these days? Like a couple $100 and a six-pack and some
He has good agents, man.
Yeah?
He has good. Remember we tried to get him for the party a couple years ago? But
the 30th birthday or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, his agent's a cool guy. I could probably get in touch with him. If we get the phones in, I guarantee we can get the Iron Sheik
on. Get him on, like, on a phone.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Because I can get a hold of the Megan boys. They respond pretty quickly.
Nice. That would be awesome to have Iron Sheik on.
We get the old Sheiky.
Sheiky, baby. That would be awesome. So,
you didn't miss much at the end of WrestleMania.
No, I that's kind of what I sensed. That's why I didn't stay, because I knew
it was. Do you know it didn't end until midnight?
Midnight?
I thought it ended at 11.
What did they drag out all that time?
The Rock came out. After you left, The Rock came out. He came out with like a weed burner. And, like, set his name on fire. They had it set up on the stage. That took about 5 minutes, and then he sauntered on down to the ring and then talked for about 10 minutes just to get the point that they broke an attendance record. And then they had the Wyatts come out, and he wrestled a six-second match.
6 seconds against who?
The Eric Rowan, from the bald dude with the big red beard.
Yes, yes.
They're like, oh, I'm going to check. Like, The Rock just ripped his pants off, and he had his trunks on. And then he's like, oh, get a ref down here, we're having a match. And all the match was, he just grabbed the dude, slammed him, and pinned him. That was it. It was done. And that took, like, that whole segment took, like, 35, 40 minutes.
What a waste.
And then Triple H and the other dude had a snooze fest.
Roman Reigns, yeah.
Snooze fest.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's really, I don't know. I mean, I know some of you guys out there watch wrestling still religiously, and I was a huge wrestling fan growing up. I mean, absolutely obsessed as a kid, as a teenager, and I mean, there was some dark days.
We used to do backyard wrestling and all that shit.
Backyard wrestling. We used to do crazy shit, smash each other with chairs.
I wish I had that video where I drove your head into the ground with that move.
That was funny. The impaler thing that you did. Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun, but I can't. It's just so bad now.
It's sad because
there's some good talent.
They have really, like you saw in the ladder match, they're really good talent.
Yeah.
Do a lot of crazy stuff.
I mean, you know, there's people out there that say, oh, it's not a sport, it's fake and all that. Well, you know, try and do it and tell me how fake it is. I mean, yes, of course, there's storylines, and of course, like, they're not really trying to injure each other, because if they did, there'd be no wrestlers
left.
But,
I mean, it's just basically a live-action stunt show.
Yeah, it's extremely physical. It's extremely demanding. It hurts.
I still got a lump on the top of my head from the chair
shot. I have
immense
respect for those guys. I mean, what they do night in and night out. But whoever's writing this fucking garbage now, it's fucking garbage.
Well, the thing is, they got Hollywood writers instead of old wrestlers. It used to be old. You know who used to write everything back in the day? Vince McMahon and Pat Patterson.
Well, they should have stuck with that. Because, and to be honest, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to write storylines.
It follows a formula.
You would think Hollywood writers would have a better grasp of this.
But they try to do ridiculous stuff, and they write terrible stories.
It's really bad. I mean, I you know, apologies to anybody who is still obsessed, but I struggle.
You know what? The people who are still obsessed hate it.
Yeah.
They watch it, and all they do is complain
and
about it.
And they just can't let go because they love it so much.
And they miss having Stone Cold Steve Austin drink beer, say, hey, fuck you, and then give a dude a stunner.
Yep. Well, you know, anytime Linda McMahon is running for Republican office.
Oh, yeah.
There's not going to be anything raunchy on there.
Yeah, and take a look. WWE is so obsessed with their corporate image now. It's like they're more worried about their corporate image than creating, like, new stars. Back in the day, they had Hulk Hogan. That was the name. That was their megastar.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan was the crossover guy. He was the guy who would do all the TV appearances, and everybody loved him. The world was
obsessed
with
Hulk
Hogan. Say
your prayers and eat your vitamins. And
then they had Austin 15 years later.
Yep.
And then what do they have now?
Edge, yep.
What do they have now? John Cena is not on that level of, like, Austin or...
No, and he's too polarizing. Like, people either hate him, like myself, or they love him. Like, kids love him, but... Not enough where he's like a universally loved superstar.
Yeah. He doesn't have that mainstream crossover appeal. He's not.
No.
And you know what? I think that's mostly because he stuck to wrestling and didn't go and do a lot of movies and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the couple of movies he did have kind of bombed.
Well, I mean, he is kind of like a retarded Mark Wahlberg.
Pretty much.
I mean, when you look at the guy, he looks like a Down syndrome Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I can't see him being...
He
would be typecast like an Arnold Schwarzenegger if he was, you know.
John Cena, he was actually the second best part of that crap Amy Schumer movie that came out last summer. John Cena played her boyfriend, and him talking shit to another guy in the movie theater when they were out on a date was very funny.
Was it?
Yeah. He was very funny.
I didn't see that.
And the only other good part of that movie was Colin Quinn playing Amy's father. Colin Quinn's a fucking riot.
Colin Quinn is funny.
Yeah. Then the rest of it was so bad that I fell asleep.
I've seen some Colin Quinn stand-up that made me die laughing.
Oh, yeah. You ever see his Long Story Short on Netflix?
No, but I've been meaning to. I passed it over one night when I was searching on there. And
he basically
does
like a History of the World stage show. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, he's a very clever man. Very funny. Highly recommend checking his stuff out.
What was that show on MTV he used to be a co-host on? Remote Control?
Remote Control. Remote,
yeah,
that's
he was the hype man on Remote Control.
That's right.
Hey, Colin Quinn.
I almost forgot about that whole... Man, blocked that show right out of my memory.
Yeah, it was on MTV.
Yep. Those were the days. Liquid Television.
Yeah, we watched some of that last week.
And it wasn't as good as I remembered.
No, so a lot of the...
It's a weird-ass show.
Some of the stuff,
you know,
is really hit or miss.
Yeah.
But it's like the stuff that really stood out was like, you know, Beavis and Butthead. We watched the animation
Flux,
with the two guys like punching each other in the
head.
Oh,
yeah,
like,
the politicians. Yeah,
yeah, like pulling his nose back and snapping it into his face, and his whole face is dented in.
Sticking dynamite in his head, and it just explodes and then stays
And then the smoke
intact.
Comes out of his ears.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some gems on there, but, you know, and then that, you know... Eon Flux was on there, and then that spawned that show. And then remember that show, The Head?
Yes.
Where the guy had the alien living inside of his head? That was, I believe, originally from Liquid Television as well.
Wasn't the Max?
The Max
originally
was also
on Liquid
there,
Television?
Yep.
And then what was the other one? The Brothers Grunt.
The Brothers Grunt, and then they made a whole show out of that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of shows that got their start on Liquid Television.
Yeah.
So you gotta respect the Liquid
respect
Television.
Respect the Liquid Television.
And fuck the tomorrow.
Fuck the tomorrow.
Perfect. Oh, man. Well, this show kind of flew, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's a good discussion.
We're missing Johnny Rocks, though. He needs to come back.
Yeah, he will be back next week.
Like I said, he brings the raunch. And we need more raunch in our lives.
He brings the goods.
You know, that rusty razor blade really put him down for the count. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Like
he lost a lot of blood, too.
He did. I mean, like I said, he was here, you know, last time. He puts on a good front. You know, he sounded energetic and stuff, but, I mean, he was in his bathrobe sipping broth, shivering, looking rather gaunt.
Yeah, and it was a tattered bathrobe, too. It wasn't even like a nice one.
Yeah.
It was almost like he'd given up.
Yeah, he's not well.
But he's fighting back
now. He's getting there. He's bouncing back.
Yeah, he's bouncing
back. He's a strong... individual, and he's going to be fine.
That T cell count will be good as new.
Yep. And you know what would bring up his T cell count? Getting a date.
Yep. We are going to have to do the dating show.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I just sneezed.
We don't have a cough button here.
No, we don't. We don't have a way to kill the sound.
We need a delay.
We're lo-fi here.
Yeah.
We like it that way.
Well, we get a good sound out of here. We have all of our podcasts on iTunes are CD quality.
Yeah, they
are. So you get to hear our cleanest, crispest voice.
Yes.
It's quite nice.
We do have good radio voices.
Yes.
Yes.
We do.
I agree.
We should be on the air somewhere.
Yeah, we should. It's going to happen.
Doing something other than traffic.
We're going to get our break one of these days.
As much as I love my, fistful of shekels every week for doing traffic reports on the air, I could probably do a little bit better somewhere else.
I could see that getting a little dry and mundane, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's basically, I can copy and paste.
Yeah.
I have generics on standby in case I'm not feeling it.
The same shitty areas of Connecticut are always full of traffic and always backed up. I mean, you're always going to have the Q Bridge and Trumbull on the Merritt Parkway.
I don't even report on the Merritt Parkway. It's
no,
out of our listening range.
It's too
range.
Far, yeah, exactly.
I only go from New Haven.
Yeah.
New Haven on up.
You're always going to have the Q Bridge. You're always going to,
For some reason, New Haven is always backed up heading 95 south from exits 48 to 51.
Yep.
I say it every day.
That's
3 to 4
exactly
times a day.
Where I drive every day.
You take 95 south?
95, yeah.
No, you take 91 south.
91 south, but then I have to get
on 95
south.
Oh, okay.
And I get off exit 49.
Oh, okay.
So I'm right in the thick of... Yeah, there's like bullshit construction down there, and I cannot tell you how many times I've almost been run off the road by 18-wheelers because a lane shifts down because they're doing road work over there. There's no signs.
And they just plow, and the truckers just plow right through.
There's no signs.
I almost got into two accidents in the past week on Route 9 by the Aragone Bridge. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically a highway that comes to a dead stop with a stoplight under a bridge. There's
that's
two
the
stoplights.
Best way we could think of as city planners and engineers to build this highway.
We have the finest here.
Was to throw a light
Just take a look at the Mixmaster.
Yeah.
Genius.
Say no more.
Didn't that dude like go insane?
Yeah.
rightfully
he was like schizophrenic.
You would have to go insane.
Yeah,
to
he
come
was
up
schizophrenic.
With that.
Don't ever go on the Mixmaster in dead stop traffic and look up if you're heading towards if you're heading through what would that be west on 84 and you get stopped in traffic on the Mixmaster. Don't look up. There's refrigerator sized fucking holes in that highway. Like. You could drop a refrigerator down like a cartoon, and kill somebody. I mean, it's insane that section of road is like functional and operational.
Yeah. Well, the one over by Route 9 almost got into two accidents this last week because some old fuck decided to they wanted to go three lanes over to get onto the turning lane at the light, so they slam on their brakes, pull into the lane in front of me, and stop because there's a line of cars.
Ugh.
So I got it. So finally they were able to. I had slammed on my brakes and then they moved forward. It's got to be one of the worst highways as far as old people drivers.
Oh yeah, definitely. And they take it because they're like, oh, we'll take Route 9 because
it's a two lane highway.
It's a slower traveled highway and there's not all the hustle and bustle and.
But they hang in that left lane at 55 miles an hour when the speed limit's 65.
Which they should be getting tickets for.
And the truckers do it too.
If any police are out there listening, which I doubt you are,
hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But if you are, start pulling over the assholes that drive 55 in the left lane.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why they do it is because of that 91 exit.
Yes.
But they get in, so they shift lanes so early. You'll go for like 4 or 5 miles behind somebody.
Obnoxious.
And the truckers do it too. Because you get 18-wheelers riding the left because they don't want
to
have
to
switch
with that
lanes.
Every day because I'd drive to New Haven from Cromwell and you'd have to get on 9 north to get onto that 91 south and it's a left-hand exit and constantly, it's like 2 miles ahead and you have some like Q-tip driving 55 in the left lane because they're
the
91.
Buick, the old Buick.
Oh, man.
I'm going to take the Skylark out for a spin.
The Buick Skylark. Oh, man. Well, send us your dick pics.
Yep.
We like them.
We post them up on the walls.
We'll get them for Johnny.
Yep.
That's what he needs.
We all love the dick pics here.
We got to start, whittling down on who's going to be in the dating
trannies, please.
Trannies are
we
a plus.
We want transsexuals.
Yeah, I'm thinking
very
nice,
accepting.
I'm thinking a nice mixed bag for
this. Yeah, this is
know?
A very tolerant
options,
group.
You know,
we're a very tolerant group.
He's a man who needs options. Mm-hmm. You know, so the more diversity we have in this day and
we
age,
we thrive on diversity.
We thrive on diversity. So yes. You know, absolutely. I think you know
we're about as tolerant as Sweden.
We take all comers. If you know what I'm saying.
All comers. Heavy all comers. Comers. We take heavy comers.
We take heavy comers. High traffic comers. So come one, come all.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you can send... If you want to be on the dating show, speakeasyct@gmail.com. If you want to subscribe to us on iTunes, you can find us there. Just search Speakeasy Podcast for the first thing that pops up. You can go to our website, speakeasyct.com, for information on the studio. And, of course, we have a whole website dedicated to the podcast with every episode up. You can listen to it right in your browser.
Exactly. We've got a lot of good things going on here, you know, and we want you to be a part of it. So, you know, definitely listen to the podcast.
Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser. You're a loser if you don't check out speakeasyct.com. You're a loser if you don't listen to the podcast. And you know what? We got a lot of good stuff going on here. A lot more shows to come. A lot more good topics. A lot more offense.
Yep.
To everybody in the world out there that's listening. And we appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for listening.
Yes, we've had a good amount of listeners in the past few weeks, so
yes,
it's very
have.
Nice.
So we really appreciate that. Keep it up. Email us. Let us know what you'd like to hear. You know, let us know if you want any of the services we offer. We can record. We can do anything you want up here.
If you want to do your own podcast, you can come up here and record one.
Exactly.
So thank you guys for listening. Brian, wonderful job as always.
You too, sir.
And we will be back with Johnny next week. Thank you guys for listening. Right. This is the Speakeasy Podcast. Have a good night.
Good night.